Okay. As you know, there's nothing that is painful to hear some very sad bad news being said off camera, because they then divert your attention. You know, you may end up seeing something here, and then people ask her why the chair is so rude. And you realize that he's responding to some element of silent rudeness on the sidelines. So, if you hear a language you are not used to, you must just know that there are some irresponsible statements that are being made. The only problem is that I look at the chairs and I get confidence that no one can lift them. They are not as easy as the ones I saw. So I take comfort that it will take time for this man to grab this chair. No matter how much he has practiced. Okay. Dr. Nicole and Mr. Bayama.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, members.
It's working now.
I will speak. I don't think the machine's working.
No, continue.
I will speak, and Mr. Kwayama will help me with the questions. Members, I need to take you back to April 2016, when the committee considered the annual performance plan of the department and all the entities. As the researcher for the committee, what I've had to do is to look at the annual performance plans and then compare those with the reports that were tabled by the department in September this year. So my report is quite narrow in the sense that I'm just basing it on the undertakings that were made by the departments in the annual performance plans that were presented in 2016. And the third slide on the list there gives the points of reference which refer to the annual performance plan, the budget, and then also the strategic plan of the department that was prepared in 2014 and which gives the goals of the department for the whole five-year term of this parliament. Also, the next slide looks at the very colorful, not in your copies, but the beautiful reports that have been produced by all of the entities reflecting on their activities over the last year. The BMR's achievements have already been summarized to some extent by the Auditor General. The main achievement is the clean audit, but in addition, the department achieved 85% of the performance measures on which it reported during the year. 2016 was also the safest year ever for the mining industry, with fatalities continuing their decline to 73 for the year, always too many, but it's a great improvement from where the industry was 20 years ago. The number of injuries also fell during the year by 9%, and there was a reduction in the number of occupational diseases reported. 124 officials of the department have now been trained as environmental mineral resource inspectors to implement the national environmental standards in terms of the new One Environmental System for mining. When one looks at the summary of the performance measures for the DMR over the last year, you'll note that they report on 99 different measures and that their overall achievement rate is 85%. This is a very high overall score, although two branches are below 80%, which is the level indicated by the Treasury for an acceptable performance in terms of meeting indicators. The vacancy rate of the department, which has always been high in the past, is now only 6%, well below the 10% target which is set by the Public Service Administration. However, the means by which this improvement was reached was by cutting off a lot of the posts from the department. So they have managed to achieve their lower vacancy rate by reducing the number of posts in the department quite radically in some areas. A second point of note is that in the financial administration, there's only one unachieved target where the branch didn't meet its required level, and that was for the customer satisfaction index. The index was 2.1 out of 5, and it has deteriorated over the last 3 years, where the target of 4 was missed in both years. For 2016-17, the target was reduced to 3.5, but this obviously was missed because only 2.1 was the score. And the DMR has further adjusted the consumer satisfaction survey measure down to 3 for future reporting. So the way in which they are meeting, or the way in which they are crafting changes to the performance measures, is having an can have an impact on the scores which they get. The question here is how the level of customer satisfaction can be declining when the branch, for the first time ever, achieved a 100% performance on all of the other indicators. The measure that is defined as customer perceptions of the level of services provided, and the purpose is to ensure continuous improvement through feedback that is obtained through customers regarding current services. So it would be interesting to know what the customers thought was bad about the performance of the financial department when every single one of the indicators which are reported in the annual report were met 100%. Going on to the next slide, which reviews the change or the improvements, or TR changes in the improvement measures compared with 2015-2016. And what is revealed there is that there's some uneven performance across the branches, that the Mine Health and Safety branch, for example, earned 80% achievement in 2015-2016, but it declined to 70% in the last year. The problem here is that not all of the issues which are measured by the Mine Health and Safety Department are actually within the control of the inspectorate. For example, the percentage decline in fatalities, the percentage decline in injuries are the measures that are marked. Whereas, in fact, it's not the ability, the department doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the control over those issues. Those issues are exercised by the industry, by the workers, by the employers, in applying proper safety measures to reduce these indicators. So the indicator one looks at is whether the department's been doing its job in terms of the inspections, and there it has. It's overachieved on all of the inspections. So I was not particularly concerned by the decline in the particular level of performance for mine health and safety. There's a slightly different approach, perhaps, with the mineral policy and promotion, where there's a very acceptable 89% achievement. But one indicator which was in the report, which was in the annual performance report, is not reported on. There's one additional measure added, and then there's one omitted. Now, the one that was not reported upon was the percentage implementation of the shale gas investment promotion activities. So the omission of this indicator, it's not in the annual report, and it's not explained. A new additional new performance indicator was introduced that wasn't in the performance plan, which is described as percentage implementation of the ocean economy operation PAKISA plans, on which there was a 100% achievement. And then one performance measure related to the initiatives from mining operation PAKISA was not reported upon at all because the department is unable to implement these initiatives due to external factors. These are not fully explained in the report. The DMR's performance achievements are endorsed by the Auditor General. The reported performance was consistent with the planned programs, according to the AG, and indicators and targets were well-defined, verifiable, specific, measurable, time-bound, and relevant, as is required by the National Treasury. However, reading the annual performance plan, I came up with a number of reservations. The Department of Mineral Resources has a higher duty than just performing to indicators. It is the custodian of the national wealth, the mineral wealth of the nation, and there's a concerning lack of impetus on a number of measures, a number of issues which are specifically mentioned in the 2016-2017 annual performance plan. These include the lack of impetus on the amendment of the MPRDA and delays in the mining charter, the 18-month delay in launching mining PAKISA, the delay in the amendments to the Mine Health and Safety Act, which are now promised for the fourth quarter of the present year, the lack of legislation against illegal mining, the lack of proposals to change the diamond legislation, which is again reflected on in the SDT report, and the delays in implementing the Geoscience Amendment Act. So these delays are then compounded by an extremely poor and antagonistic relationship between the department and the Chamber of Mines. And I'm referring here to an antagonistic relationship during the period of the annual report, which ended in March 2017. The relationships since then have got even worse with the issues around the mining charter. Before March, the issue was largely around the Section 54 and Section 55 notices issued by the department and the lack of an ability of the department and the industry to come to any sort of accommodation on how to deal with the issues of health and safety in the recent times, where we've seen mining companies actually taking the department to court and winning court cases against the department around health and safety issues. This is not within the spirit of the Mine Health and Safety Act, which is very much on the lines of dialogue and negotiation to address problems. The overall recommendation, overall reservation, however, relates to the lack of policy uncertainty, which is an outcome of all of these things which I've mentioned, which impacts on current investment in mining and on attitudes of communities to mining, and also impacts very much on mining 10, 15, 20 years from where we are now. The lack of a good relationship between the department and the industry, the lack of policy certainty, these are not things which are going to bite people now. They are going to bite the country in 10 and 20 years' time. The general concerns from the reports are three, and not surprising. The first is the need for details on the number of Section 54 and Section 55 instructions in the annual report so that have been issued during the year, as was the case in the past. Now, the Mine Health and Safety Inspectorate has also provided the committee with a very detailed, comprehensive report on mine health and safety, looking at all regions. And, one could only compliment the department on the excellence of that report. However, it is not possible to produce a total of the number of instructions issued under the Mine Health and Safety Act from the annual reports of the Mine Health and Safety Inspectorate because these reports are not assembled in a consistent manner. The totals for statutory notices is given in some regions, while in other cases the number of instructions issued under each section is reported. It seems that one notice may contain several instructions related to different areas of concern. And this means that it's not really meaningful to compare the number of, you can't add instructions and notices together, so you can't make a comparison over how things are changing over time as a result. In annual reports in the past, in the DMR's annual report, reported on the number of Section 54 and Section 55 statutory notices, and I think this is a useful monitoring measure which has been lost. The second concern is the need for performance measures on the granting of rights to minerals and the South African Mineral Resource Administrative Database, and the need for an annual report from the Environmental Mineral Resources Inspectorate, like that of the Mine Health and Safety Inspectorate, which explains the position of how the national environmental laws are being implemented in the same way that the mine health and safety laws are being implemented. It's important to state that none of the recommendations which this committee made for the 2017-2018 APP last year were included in the APP for the current year. In other words, after the BRRR process in this committee last year, the committee made a number of specific recommendations. These were that the committee recommends to the Department of Mineral Resources that it should include the following issues in its 17-18 annual performance plan with the necessary budgetary provisions after consultation with the National Treasury. Number one, development of an annual report for the new Environmental Mineral Resources Inspectorate. Number two, appropriate performance measures that reflect on the role of the South African Mineral Resource Administrative Database. And number three, the finalization and implementation of the Women in Mining Strategy. The committee advised that these issues be taken forward in the formal BRRR presented to the House and presented to the Department. And in no case were these issues brought into the annual performance plan, which came in the next year. So the chair was earlier asking about the issue of consequences, and the question hangs, because this is a case where the department has made the committee has made recommendations, and there's been no response to those recommendations. I'm not saying that the committee is in any way able to dictate what ought to go into the annual performance plan. That is obviously a matter for the department to determine. The other issue here is the coal policy, which has been deferred to 2017-2018. It was supposed to be referred to this year, to 2016-17. It's now been deferred to the present year, but it's an issue that's not in the annual performance plan. So when if the department does not produce that plan within the current financial year, the committee will have no basis upon which to say they haven't met their requirements. Moving on to the department and its entities and comparing the reported performance here, all of the entities report on performance in terms of finance and indicators, and the volume of indicators, there were 279 measures last year reported on in the annual reports, which I counted it as a total of 736 pages, which have been available to the committee only since the 18th of September, which means that there's a very heavy pressure to process, to read, to understand the very rich information which is given in these reports and then to produce a response. The following analysis combines and compares all of the indicators across the different entities. You'll notice there that the middle or the second last column looks at the percentage achieved, and that's where I'd ask you to focus. The overall, if you sum up, you'll see that the department achieved 85% of its indicators. The department for the Council for Geoscience 88%, Mintec 85%, the Diamond Trader 100%. The regulator, 88%, the Mine Health and Safety Council, 90%, and the Mine Health and Safety Council, 70%, but that's part of the DMR report. And so overall, with all these indicators, it comes to a total of about 86 or 87% indicators, performance indicators, having been achieved, which is a very satisfactory result. Mintec, which, reading the reports, is probably the best performing of the entities, was struck down by the weak economy, and that's most of the reason why their score of 85%, which is still fine, is not higher. The problem, however, is with the Council for Geoscience, and where the difficulty is that the issues to which they the issues they put in their performance plan in 2016-2017, and this is the document that was tabled, that I collected from the stores downstairs. The performance indicators in the performance plan are not the same as are in the annual report. There are very, very significant differences between the measures. If one takes so I'm suggesting that one would take the scores of the Council for Geoscience out of this table here, and it doesn't have a material effect. It's still 87% measures achieved, and I'll say another thing about the CGS in a moment. The next slide looks at the achievement of performance measures between 2012 and 2017, and you'll see that the count of entity performance measures has been decreasing. In other words, there's a less complex array of performance indicators, and there's been a great improvement in the achievement rate, which is excellent. The next slide looks at the performance of the DMR from 2012 up until 2015-2016, and there's been an improvement from the period before 2013-14, where it was below 80%, and since 2014-15, where it's been consistently above 85%. The next slide fills in the middle to look at the performance indicator trends for all of the entities. Mintec maintaining a very high level throughout. The Council for Geoscience, you can't see that these were all red to begin with, and then it comes green in 2016-2017. The Council for Geoscience had a relatively low rate of performance of its indicators from 2012 up until 2015-16, but then it bounced up from 48% to 88% in the last year. And I'll speak about that in a moment. Mine Health and Safety Inspectorate, generally a good performance, which I've spoken about. Mine Health and Safety improving, Mine Health and Safety Council improving their indicators every year. The State Diamond Trader, if you look at the AG's report, you'll notice that the State Diamond Trader achieves a green bar right the way through all of the measures that it is accountable for, and it achieved a 100% performance on its performance indicators. The concerns raised are twofold. One is with the regulator. And again, looking at the regulator's annual performance plan and comparing that with the annual report, the indicators are some of them different. The targets are some of them different. The indicators are the same, but they've changed the target levels. Now, for some reason, the regulators actually increased the targets. So where they've claimed they've met the targets, they've more than met the targets in most cases. And in fact, in one case, they had said they hadn't achieved an outcome, whereas when I look back at the annual performance plan, no, the target was low. They had achieved it. And that's part of the reason that they have this high 88% level achievement in the year. For the Council for Geoscience, it is different. I collected this document from the stores in in March 2016, and this is the presentation which the Council gave to the committee in 2016. And there are material differences between both the number of indicators that are reported upon in the annual report and on the content. And this is the reason that the Council for Geoscience achieved the 88% improvement in its results. I don't understand why this issue was not remarked upon by the Auditor General, because it was my understanding that the Auditor General performs the same tests that the research unit does. It compares the promises in the performance plan against what's in the annual report. The one area that I do want to speak about in the Council for Geoscience report is, however, that the disturbing decline in the, in fact, drastic fall in the proportion of scientific staff with senior degrees. The Council for Geoscience, obviously, its scientific staff is the motor that runs the institution. And in the past, they had a target of 50 or 60% of the proportion of scientific staff with MSc and PhD degrees. For the last 5 years, they've had difficulty because their senior staff have been poached by the private sector. They've managed to keep their quota between 40 and 50% of their staff having PhD and MSc degrees. But in the last year, there's a drastic decline into the mid-20s. And the question really is raised whether the committee is giving adequate attention to the future of the Council for Geoscience, which is the key institution for the future of the mining industry in this country. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Just a question of clarity on the mining Pakisa issue. Dr. Nico has spoken to. My understanding is that that matter was championed and resides within the presidency, and it is therefore under those bases that I believe that DMR hasn't been at the opportunity to come and table this to the committee. Can you clarify that for us? Thanks.
Sorry.
Thank you very much. There's an issue here which is general concern, page 10. See, there was a point of a samrat that came about. And we always have issues around that, because the main aim of that samrat was to empower and respond to people's consent and improve the work of the department at all times. But you find that the response of that improvement is not really there to come in and be able to improve our in dealing with people's concern at all times. Thank you very much, Commander.
So, Chair, Mr. Mandela is correct that the department has informed the committee that this issue is entirely under the control of the presidency. I was just pointing to the fact that one of the performance indicators in the performance plan was mining Pakisa, and that it was not reported on for the reason which you have indicated. With regard to SAMRAD, we're not really able to say, Mr. Piccinini, that the response is not there, that they're not doing their job, because there is no report on what they are doing, on how many licenses they've issued, on what progress they're making with their IT systems, which we've heard about before. So I'm really just saying that in order to monitor the department effectively, there needs to be more information provided on SAMRAD and the work that it's doing.
Okay. Without any further questions, I take that, by the way, it's just a way of a guide. I will reserve my comment for the later discussion. Except to say, I know Dr. Nicole doesn't want to sound like he's leading the committee, but when I listened to the AG, he had made recommendations of what could be done. Now, when I read this, I couldn't get something that guides or seeks to empower us on what is it. I know he was writing a careful report, which is fine. The report as it is careful. I will keep my own observations. I could have summarized this thing. First, I think we in reading that submission is that there is in the question of the performance measures continues to dodge us, which is something that I would say sitting from here and listening on the slides that the AG has had presented initially. It would be nice where we finally pin things at that level. For instance, one good measure, although it may not be up to scratch, is that you can pin it down and see that to some degree you are making an impact is the reduction on fatalities. It's something that you can. But the rest, I think we still have to, that's why I said we'll have to deal with that issue finally. Should, because my take is that when we do some of these exercises, we are expanding the level of, so some people will think I'm insulting them. The capacity to think always requires to be supplemented and find new ways and new measures. I don't like this thing that the post-exercise sometimes becomes a difficult one. What is it that we can learn? What is it that we need to do? What is it that we think would help us to see whether are we or are we not making an impact? You know, there's this thing I always say to ngesiZulu kuthiwe, hey, basebenza abantu benzani, wabona nje bephithizela, omnye ushona ngazi, omnye ushona ngale, babebekhona bonke. But when you look whether umsebenzi uhambe kahle yini, then it becomes a problem. Because wonke umuntu ebekhona, wonke umuntu ebebonakala esebenza phethe something, but in doing so, do you have something that you could say with the hands that were there, all of them, we did this? That's what, for me, I'm very much interested after this. I think there's one part, if I heard it correctly, I don't like, but it's fine, why public servant? The question of customer satisfaction. For me, I would be more comfortable with impact exercise. Are we making an impact? Are we making a difference? Sometimes we might be doing all the excellent work, and I always say this thing. We might be doing all the excellent work and only find that we are doing it under the carpet, under the table. It may not be a performance issue. It may be to what extent do what we do assist us. I once went to Ekuno, ngazenye insizwa ishumayela khona. Noma yayishumayela kanye yayizama ukushumayela, kodwa khona into yena yayifuna ukuyisho. Yabo. Ngiyazi ukuthi mhlawumbe usekhohliwe ngoba kwangaleso sikhathi, yabo. Ukuthi abantu abanezibane ezine-oli bazithatha bazibeke ngaphansi kwetafula. Yabo. So you can do something right, but people won't know that you are doing something right. So I want, in all this exercise, we need to balance these two. And I think as a committee we'll have to arrive at that point. But that's okay. There are other issues even that you raised, Dr. Nicole, that you fell short to just mention them. And maybe you fear it's not your terrain. I don't know, DG, at least yeah, if you see. But on this question of the legislative framework, at some point we have to deal with those questions. Whether it's on the basis of efficiency or it's on the basis of the protocol issues or logistics. Because some of these things, we can't blame the department, we can't blame anyone. For instance, the fact that the MPRDA is not done, it's a fact, it's processes of parliament. It's parliament. Whether it's us here, whether it's the NCOP, the fact of the matter is that it's a matter of parliament. The fact that we can't talk about the mining park HISA, it's something that one would say it's beyond the mandate of all of us. So that's why I said some of the issues one will have to wait until we finalize. And if we have to talk outside the committee and talk as parliament, we'll have to do that self-criticism of ours. So all that I could see is that sometimes if we drive a motor, umuya kuma caves, ngono break, ungegafi, ungathi uma usufika ecave into khona ubrekayo, so iginga imoto. Manje uDr. Nicole just goes to the cave and then applies the brakes on the cave. You must apply the brakes before you arrive. Once you arrive at the cave, then you will get it. Those who did advanced driving. So control yourself, but deal with issues in a manner that we can be able to see the light. My take is as simple as this. Even us as committee members, we are not immune from self-assessment and self-criticism. And I think we must thank you with the report. It will be able to assist us when we deal with the specific issues. Honorable members, Advocate Mukwena, at 11:15, it will be your turn. Undarandanda until so pregang alababa bokgcina tomorrow. Please including your entities, even if they leave. You see, the problem, they used to be this thing, when people present, then we'll have a fight over them. Can they make all their flights 5 o'clock tomorrow? Because I know if we don't do that, someone will come here, "Chair, can I be released now because my flight is at 1 o'clock or my flight is at 11. But no one knows. Don't look even on the agenda, even for tomorrow. No one knows which number are you. So there's no reason to book an early flight because you might be the last one to present. You see, so you are at my mercy to that flight. It might happen that you change your flight to 11 or you change your flight to today because you think it will be finished today. Then I may decide that no, you are presenting tomorrow. So to avoid fruitless or wasteful expenditure, just put your flight at least relatively to 5 o'clock tomorrow, those who have finished presenting, it doesn't mean we may not come back and be reminded of what would have exempted them from. So leave someone or some, those that can take decisions or can account. Because if you are left here, because there is no entity, even now, Babu Mkoen, both from the department, we don't want something when we have to deal with it. We then realize that, there is no one from the department who can answer. That person must first pick up the phone and ask so-and-so. Rather that person give us a wrong answer, but understand the consequences of giving us a wrong answer. But we don't want answers that are coming by telephone or WhatsApp or SMSs. Email may be too slow. Sometimes there is a jam here of emails. So please, precise to the point, but facts up front. Then we will be able to finish probably on time. Thank you very much.
Yeah.